On a busy road on the outskirts of town, this vegetable stand has doubled in size since the revolution. Owner Ibrahim Juma Garguti is busy. He says people have more money to spend and officials don't bother him anymore.
The government used to bother us about licenses. The municipal guards used to take merchandise and harass us. They would say we were crowding the road and ask for bribes. But now, those days are gone.
Downtown, it's the same story. There's a steady stream of customers at the It's For You boutique. Owner Mohammed Al-Sadi says business has doubled, partly because people have more money to spend thanks to government subsidies, but also because he says Libyan women are more in the mood to buy fashionable items. Economists call that pent-up demand.
Thank God now everything has changed and the country is going forward and things are constantly improving. The country has changed enormously and we are able to work easily and follow the demands of the Libyan market and give Libyan customers what they want.
Al-Sadi says there are no more Gaddafi-era restrictions on what he can import or from where. But the boom is not universal. Half-finished construction projects dot the capital, tied up in investor concerns or stalled after Gaddafi cronies fled. At the offices of the Tripoli Post newspaper, editor Saeed Laswad says the Libyan economy needs a major restructuring.
Those who are still running the Libyan economy are the remnants of the previous regime. With all that negative aspects of the culture of that regime, you really have to change everything and start anew. We have to start everything from scratch.
One change many experts call for is diversification. Oil accounts for 65% of Libya's economy and 95% of its exports. Saeed Laswad says the new government needs to end the culture of corruption and centralized control and stimulate the country's moribund private sector.
There was no, what you can call it in the other world, a private sector or the economy as such. Everything owned by the government, by Gaddafi and his stooges.
Laswad says the Libyan people have the right to hold accountable those who stole billions from them during the Gaddafi years, but he says there are many business people whose ties to the regime were minimal and who could play a key role in rebuilding the economy and creating a more honest and transparent system that benefits everyone. Al Pessin, VOA News, Tripoli.